Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve. We bless the Lord. Truly, He is worthy to be praised. We give Him all glory and honor. Without Him, we can do nothing, but through Him, we can do all things. He told us to call upon the Lord, and He will answer. If we have that faith, He will do mighty and great, awesome, phenomenal things in our life. We have to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers, to see the power in the hand of God and in operation. So this is a time now that we can really, really buckle down to what we need to and really give God glory and give Him praise and worship and honor Him. And sometimes even in the midst of our transition and trials and different situations that occur in our life, we don't give Him enough praise and enough honor in worship. And He said those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And when we do so, we have to do it in faith to know, glory to God, that we're just not calling up words or we're just not just in His presence just to be doing it, but God honors praise of His feet. He delights in our praises. So we have to get to that place that we will learn to just praise Him and keep the faith to know that whatever we're praying for, whatever we're believing God for, whatever we ask Him for, if we will, glory to God, do what He says and says be a covenant keeper, we can take that scripture and go back into what He was saying when He told us, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So whatever He commanded us to do is not just the Ten Commandments, it's whatever He required of us. If it's spending some time with Him in prayer or He's calling us aside to speak into somebody's life or if He wants us to go over to God and stand go out in front of Walmart until He tells us to move, and maybe somebody passing that He wants us to intercept in their lives or speak to their lives. So we just have to be in a place and so forth like this that we have an attitude of gratitude with a mindset to pray and pray with faith and trust and believe in the Spirit of the Lord that no matter what is going on, that we can trust and believe that the Spirit of the Lord is moving on our behalf. And He wants people and so forth like this that's going to trust His word and believe His word and act on His word and operate in His word. So that means we can't yield to the flesh. That's why He told us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. As the woman of God was speaking even last night into our lives about this end times and the time that we're living in and the cares of this life, we got to be in a place no matter what's going on in our cosmos, what's going on in the presidency, what's going on in our homes, what's going on over to God on the job or wherever, we have to put our trust and our faith in the Lord. We can't allow the circumstances, as we often say, to dictate to us, to manipulate us and massage us and cause us to be cursed off the path. So there's so many things that are going on in this life and this hour, and we get to that point. More or less, in my own words, as she said, and we're wearing our feelers on our sleeves, and we're getting sickle at this time. It's time enough time now with all the signs of the times. We really have to make up our mind that we are going to submit and commit to the Spirit of the Lord, getting an attitude of gratitude for praying and seeking out the face of God, and not just praying and calling up words, but really praying and know what the Word is saying and operate according to what the Word is saying. When we find out what the promises are, we can be able to also know the tactics of the enemy and being led by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'll tell you, the power of prayer can change in many things. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still encouraging. He's still bringing families back to, dysfunctional families back together. He's still doing miraculous things over to God, even in jobs, promotions, and over to God, many things that we're seeking in the tangible. But we need a life-changing situation to transpire in the inner part of us. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. Everything else will be added. So at this time, praise God, I just want to give God glory for another day that He's added into our lives. And as I said, I thank God for that word that came so powerful last night from Pastor Prophet Lillian Bird and how the Lord blessed the delivery. And thank God for the feedback as well. So we just got to keep on speaking and preaching and reaching and most of all living holy, living saved. So that's going to be might be the only Bible somebody reads. What are they saying about this epistle that you're carrying around, that vessel? What is God, what is the people seeing? And He said they're going to know that we're His disciples by the love we have one for another. That's why we can't afford to be compromising. as Mother Alexander has said so many times in the Word. But at this time, praise God, we welcome everyone again back to Divine Connection Prayer Line on Blog Talk. We're thanking God, glory to God for His goodness. We're going to prepare ourselves now to enter into prayer. Thank God as Pastor Bird is online, Mother McCormick, and I'm not quite sure who else is online. Can you hear me? Is your mic open? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes, I know you're there. Mother McCormick is there. And who else?
I hear you.
Sister Brenda.
Who is? Oh, Sister Brenda. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. I just wanted to know because I don't want to hold time up tonight. I just wanted to also, before I open up in prayer, we pray for our youth a lot, true enough. But I want to target some specifics in our youth right now concerning, again, this horror that this murder, the demon that the parents are killing their children, and some things we're hearing in the news and leaving them in cars too, and you just forgot you left the baby. Some you didn't forget, but we definitely want someone to target that. What else can give you on praying for the youth? But we do need to pull down those strongholds of murder, the killing of the children. And pray for the parents, too, in that, whoever has that. And also want to pray specifically, too, as well, for the body of Christ at an hour at this time. Well, I asked Pastor Bird, will she take that on? Because there's so many satanic, demonic forces are in activity, but we also know that we have a place that we need to be in the body of Christ. But we also want to come against the forces because we told us we have the power to bind and loose. So if you would take on that. And the other thing we want to pray is also for the mindset of the believers at this hour. I'll go ahead and take that. But I want you to pray for the body and the satanic forces. And plus Mother McCormick, if you would pray again tonight for the healing, and Sister Brenda, if you will pray for those single people right now that are making some are not a little anxious about getting married, and some are dealing with issues of their whether they have been a single person, they've been a widow, or whether they've been a single person now that's never been married. Or a single person that's been a divorce. You can put it all together, but just pray for those that need to wait on the Lord because there is some abuse that's going on and some doors have been opened because of anxiousness. So if you take that with the singles, Mother McCormick take it with the healing, however the Lord bless, and come against sickness, Pastor Bird, or come against the forces of enemy that's loose in the land and also the things that, where we need to be true enough, but I also want to pray for the mindset of the body of Christ. So I'm going to open up and just give an opening prayer, and then Pastor Bird, you can go ahead and start praying after me, and then Sister Brenda, then Mother McCormick, and then I'll take the last one, not unless Mother Pastor Tweedy comes. She's in Philadelphia right now, but I'm not sure what she's going to come on the line tonight. She said she wasn't able to get in last night. Praise God. But in the meantime, Father, I do honor you and give you glory and praise for this is the day that the Lord has made. I definitely want to give you glory and give you praise for all that you've done and what you're doing. And without you, Lord God, we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things. I pray, glory to God, that you will continue to bless in the body of Christ as you minister to us tonight through your word that's coming through the prayers that we're doing in intercession. For those strongholds to come down, we're praying that you bless the ministers of the gospel, the warriors that you place in place tonight, and those that may be coming on later, but those warriors that are on the front line, and whether they're around the globe or whether they're locally or whether they're online tonight, we're just praying for a blood covering and protection over them. Pray, God, that we have a mindset to keep seeking your face and not move by the things that we're hearing, the things that are going on. So we ask you right now, God, that we humble ourselves before you. Remember how you taught teaching us the more how to walk in faith. So this flesh has to die so the Spirit of the Lord can have room to operate and to move and to maneuver in us to do what for us to do what you require of us by being led by the Spirit. And some, glory to God, I'm just praying that even many that are calling upon the name of the Lord, but they're not operating and walking according to what you're saying. We're asking you, Lord, to touch their hearts, to touch their minds now. Pray for those that are struggling and going through. Pray for those people that are going through in this ordeal with the hurricane, and some without food and clothing and shelter. Some have lost a lot. Some may be able to regain some of their possessions, and others may not and have to depend on another source. But God, we just pray, bless them for even having their life and another chance, opportunity to build again. And we're praying, God, that you restore, praying for most of all for salvation too, as well will come to some of those lives, and some may be already saved. Don't let them lose heart. God, help them to stand firm and stand strong, glory to God, and praying for help and that dependency, glory to God, will be on you. We're praying for those that can help in these various organization, that it will not be a misappropriation of funds, those things will be distributed out that they need. Pray for Haiti. God, we pray, glory to God, for that country. We pray, God, that there will be some changes, and praying for the Spirit of the Lord to be able to come in and intervene, and their hearts to be open, that also, God, will bless in the midst, and also blessing their financial blessings as well. And we just thank you so much for all that you've done and doing. As we come in your presence tonight, God, we pray that you will continue to have your way, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and do. We give all glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We bless the Lord. We're going to read one scripture, and then we're going to go ahead and coming out of Proverbs 3, 3, and 4, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on your tablet, or write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. Praise God. Pastor Bird, I'm just going to go ahead and allow you to go ahead and pray, and then I'll just read the one after the last minister pray, and then I'll just pray for that part of the body that I'm concerned about. But you go ahead and take the mic now.
Okay. What did you want me to pray for?
Oh, what you're praying for is against a lot of the demonic and satanic forces that are loose in the land, and then the spirit and so forth like this, of the various things that are transferred. Whatever comes to your mind concerning these things, or there was these things with ISIS, the things that were just murder, things that are going on in the land, and some things and so forth that we know that's demonic. And in the meantime, we also pray for the body of Christ and allow it to be able to intervene also. And when I get ready to pray concerning a part of the body, I will be praying for those and so forth that they continue to stand. But you'll be praying for something different as well with all of these forces that are forced to be in our rightful place, and also for us to be able to have that mindset to do God's requirements, because so many are not in their position, in their place as well, so we can operate according as God says to bind these forces. So however you give it to you to pray.
Heavenly Father, we do praise you. We give you honor and we give you thanks. We thank you because you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I Am, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, and we give you praise. Lord, we thank you that you are a God of revival. You desire to impart new life to the redeemed and salvation to the lost. Thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to save that which was lost. It is not your will for any man to perish, but for all to come to the knowledge of your saving grace. Send revival to America, dear Lord. Draw men, women, and young people to you, for you are truly our only hope. Reveal the truth to the people everywhere, that they can be saved only by grace through faith. And that is not of themselves, but it is your gift to them. Thank you for saving us, dear God. Help us to be witnesses wherever we go and intercede at all times. Teach us how to be joyful always, to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for I know that is your perfect will. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for committing your love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, you sent your Son to die for us. Jesus, we thank you for the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the whole world. God, help the people of our nation to see that the wages of sin is death, but your gift to people is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. God, we thank you for our country. We ask in the name of Jesus that you raise us up, Father God, to glorify you, that you will raise our nation to walk in newness of life. Are not the ministers and evangelists of our land to proclaim your truth boldly, so that many who hear the word will believe in the same way many did not in the early days of your church when Peter and John went forth in your name. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you intervene in the affairs and values of our nation, O Lord, that many shall fear your name and behold your glory from the rising of the sun. God, we know that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. And you, Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, will come to us and unto us all that turn from their transgressions. We praise your holy and righteous name. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Father God, that you intervene in a miraculous way, Father God. About this thing of the terrorist, God, ISIS, and all of those, the Muslim groups, and all of those groups, Father, that have come against, especially your ministers, God. They have come against the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they'll not be able to get away with it. Heavenly Father, most of all, we thank you, Father God, for exposing them, exposing their tricks and schemes and schisms. And we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you send in an army that will be able to take them out, dear God, in the name of Jesus, so that they will not be able to continue, God, to torture the people, and that they would not be able, Father God, to murder children and women and all innocent people. But God, most of all, we are praying, Father God, for these third world countries and Syria and all these places, God, that they will make you Lord. We're praying, Father God, that they will seek your face like never before. We are praying, Father God, that they will depart from their sins, dear God, and know that they need you. For those, Father God, who made Jesus Christ Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we ask that you protect them and keep them. God, we don't care what the enemy do or say. We ask you to keep them in safety. And we ask, Father God, that the enemy be exposed, God, wherever they are now in the name of Jesus. We come against all these terrorist groups, Father God. The land is full of bloody crime, Lord. Lord, all the cities are full of violence, but we thank you for your promise, dear God, that we're going to stand on your word, Father. We're not going to look to the left or to the right, but we're going to keep our eyes upon you because we know that you care for us. And God, we're thanking you for the leaders, God, for our presidents and everybody else, that you would give them strategies, God, and show them how to defeat the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may not continue doing the things they are doing and thinking that they're getting away with it. But most of all, God, we also pray for their salvation. We're praying for those Muslims, God, that got it twisted. They all got it wrong. We're praying for ISIS, dear God, who think that they are murdering and all of this stuff, and they're doing it in the name of God. So, Father, we come against that falsehood now in the name of Jesus, false teaching and whatever else is going on, dear God, that they would seek your face like never before, and that their eyes will be open to truth, and that they will turn from their wicked ways and seek you, dear God, so that we can have peace in the land. God, we know that you said that in these last days that there will be wars and rumors of wars. God, we know that some things is going to happen, but God, you also said that we could pray. If my people who are called by my name would pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would they hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. And God, you said you would heal our land. So we call out to the Most High God now. We stand in the gap, God, for those that don't even know how to pray for themselves. We stand in the gap for those young children, God, in the third world lands. God, who don't even know where the next meal is coming from. The houses have been destroyed, dear God. We are praying for them. We are praying, dear God, that they will hear the truth and the truth will set them free. But God, we ask in the name of Jesus that in the meanwhile, Father God, that you keep us safe, that the terrorists will not set foot on the American soil in the name of Jesus. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge and my savior. Thou savest us, God, from violence. You will cut, we will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall we be saved from our enemy. So, God, we just put in our trust, our faith in you, Father God, and we just ask in the name of Jesus, God, for the gathering of the saints, the body of Christ, God, that we come together like never before, that we know who we are in you, dear God, and we stand up for that we believe, Father. I pray that the church will be a voice crying out in the wilderness, God. We'll not be able to hold our tongues any longer, Father God, that we will call out for injustice, dear God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the things that we've done wrong. God, that we will have a repentance heart, that we will repent and come back to our first love. I'm praying that your body of Christ, Father God, will be strong. I'm praying that there will not be a scattering of your body, Father, running after every other doctrine, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying that the body of Christ will not compromise the word of God, but we will speak truth, we'll teach truth everywhere we go, and we will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. I am praying, Father God, for your protection over your body, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And for those, dear God, that have walked from under the umbrella, but they're your servants, you call them, God, and you have placed many people under them that they might save them. I am praying for a renewed mind, Father God. I am praying that they will come back to their first love, dear God. I am praying that they will know that there is no private interpretation of your word, and your word stands on its own, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we are not to distract or add, Father God, to the gospel in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are praying for your body. Make us one, Father God. Make us one. Having the same spirit. Thinking the same thing, Father God. So that in these last days, people will have somewhere to run, God, and be saved. So I bless your body. I bless those that have been called by your name. I bless those ministers, God, that stand up in the pulpit and preach the truth Sunday after Sunday. Make them strong. Keep them from fainting, dear God, in Jesus' name. I pray for those, Father God, who have large congregations and somewhere they walked away from the truth. They just stepped out of your will. I'm praying, Father God, that you pull them back to you. Pull them back to your truth, God, where they'll be in that place where you wanted them to be before the foundation of the world. And I'm praying for those, Father God, even those that go out, those that are missionaries, that go into different parts of the world, Father, preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be with them, protect them, and keep them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise. We honor you, and we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. And God, help us, regardless of what it looks like, that we keep our focus, and we know that you are in charge. We know that if you are for us, who can be against us? Help us, Father God, not to get fearful of the things that's happening all around us right now, dear God, but help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help come from Jesus Christ. So, Father, we do praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And, God, we believe that because we have acted in faith. Faith, everything that we've presented before you today, God, not one of those words shall fall to the ground. So, God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Father God, you were the one who made us. You're the one who made us male and female. You were the one who placed each one of us in our families, Father God. You know us before we were born, Father God, while we were being secretly formed in our mother's womb. Lord, there are many Christian men and women that long to be married, Father God, but find that person in the name of your son that they so long to meet and spend their life with, Lord God. Lord, it is for those believers who find themselves in this position that I am lifting up in prayer to you today, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you look down in grace and mercy on all single men and women who have an inner union and desire to be married, Father God, and yet have remained in their single status. Father, I pray that you will look with compassion on their desire of their heart and bring into their life a person of your choosing, Lord God, whom they can share their life and their future. Father, I pray that during the time of waiting that you will guard their hearts and minds with assurance that you know the intimate desire and need of their hearts, and that in your time and in your way, you will bring into their life the person that you have been preparing for them, Father God. Father God, I ask you all this in your Son Christ Jesus' name to prepare them, Lord God, and let them be that person that you desire for them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon just thanking you, Lord God, for all what you are doing and what you're going to do, Father. Father, we come, Lord, asking you, Lord, that you right now will just forgive us right now for our sins and wrong that we have done. But, Lord, we ask you right now to look down on the sick and afflicted everywhere, Father. God, we realize somebody, Lord, needs you right now, God. Somebody is standing in the need, Lord God. Somebody can't see their way right now, Father. Somebody have pain all in their body. But, God, I ask you if you would just go and just touch right now in the name of Jesus and send forth your total, complete healing in their body. God, touch them, Lord God, and let them know, God, that you is the author and the finish of their faith. Let them know, God, that the trust in you and lean not to their own understanding, but all their ways acknowledge you, Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, for those that have different sickness, God, because there's so much sickness in the world today, God. There's so much sickness in different areas in the body and in the spiritual or whatever way. There's so many different kinds of sickness that's going on in the world. But we know that you is a healer because we know, God, 2,000 years ago, God, that you healed on the cross, God. And you said by your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, as we speak that word and just believe it, God, we know, God, that we are already healed. So, God, we pray for the people. We pray for men and women of God everywhere. We pray for that sinner man, that sinner woman, that girl, boy, that might be going through some sickness in their body. Let them lift up their eyes and let them look to the hills from which come their help, realizing, Heavenly Father, that all their help come from you. And, Lord God, if we can just get our trust, if they can just get that trust, and we can trust in you, Lord, and lean out to our own understanding, and just acknowledge you, Lord, that you will direct the path of the way that they should go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing. We just thank you for what you're going to do. We pray, Lord God, for all that's down and out in sickness, Lord God, that might be lying in the bed. They may have diabetes. They may have cancer. They may have muscle pain. They may have blood pressure. They may have a tumor. Or they may have body, just pain all in their body. But you made that body, and you know all about it. You knows what they stand in need of. And so we bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you, that try to hinder that person from getting getting healed right now. Satan, you is a liar. You have no authority over the people that's sick in their body because they're already healed. They're already healed right now, and we speak it, and we believe it right now in the name of Jesus because you said by your word that we are already healed. You told us to believe what the words say, and so that's what we're doing. We're believing what the words say right now. And so, God, we speak it out to the world and to the people to take hold on the word of God, to just let that word abide in them and let it abide in them, and they can abide in the word. Just eat that word because that is what we need. That is our food that we need to do is just eat the word of God. And so, God, I pray right now that you would just touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and send forth your healing and just continue, Lord, to just wrap your loving arms around them and just let them know, God, that you're right there, whatever the sickness is, whatever the pressure is that they might be going through right now. Just let them know, Father, you love them, and you'll be there, and you'll be right there, and you'll always be there because you said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to it. So, God, we pray for the sick bodies right now, God, and we ask you to continue, Lord, to give them strength, strengthen bodies right now, strengthen in the name of Jesus. Hold them up, Lord, on every side. Let them know, God, that you is that healer. Let them know, God, that you will be right there. You will stand beside them in every situation they're going through. Just like you did late with the woman with the issue of blood, how she pressed her way. She pressed her way, God, and realized we live at a time now that we have to press our way. You have to just press your way and just press for the sickness, for the body, for the things that you're going through, the sickness that you're going through right now. Just press, and God will open the door. God will make a way where it seems like no way would be open. And so, God, we just want to thank you right now, God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Father, when we're done in prayer, we can't pray anymore. This we ask all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I
can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, then. Praise God. I'm sorry I pushed the mute button. I apologize. We're coming into your presence tonight, God, to give you praise, glory to God, for the body of Christ. We thank God for even some of the things that my sister's already hit on. But we want to pray that, God, you bless those that are standing strong and standing all they know how. But even in the days of adversity, some of the problems and some of the situations are calling many sometimes to get faint-hearted. But I pray strength to them. I pray continued encouragement that they will not faint and they will not give up on what God has called them to do in this hour for to speak, to preach, to teach, to reach, and whatever ministries he's given them. God, I'm praying over to God, even from doors that are some of about to close. I'm praying you touch hearts right now for them to hold fast to the promise of the Lord. I'm praying that you send help for those that need encouragement and need strength, that we draw one from another. Your word says that the iron sharpens iron, and we do need to pray one for another and bear one another burdens and lift one another up. It's not an hour and it's not a time at this hour for the doors to be closed for the church house or for people that have been God called out to in the fivefold ministry to give up on what God has given them. So, God, I'm praying that their faith be encouraged and be strengthened and that they will stand, glory to God, in a place of trusting in the Lord with all their heart and lean not into their own understanding and all their ways acknowledging. We're praying, God, for those that have been hurt and been accused and ostracized and criticized and some of the things that are coming against their heart, glory to God, for those that have come against them in defamation of character or whatever the betrayal, whatever the enemy has done. We plead the blood of Jesus that they will keep casting their cares upon the Lord and realize that God cares for them and God calls them out and set them apart for such a time as this. They didn't call themselves. You didn't call any of us. You chose us. And glory to God, we didn't choose you for it to go forth and bring forth much fruit and that our fruit shall remain and that we'll be on a place that we will ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. And the door should be open. God, we pray against the forces of the enemy to try to give them that mindset, you know, my time is up or I'm not making any progress or whatever the enemy has said or either just from the criticism and whatever is going on. I pray, God, for your leaders. I pray, glory to God, for those that have been on the front line, that God, they'll get a little R&R and get back up and get back in the front line again to be able to know, glory to God, greater is he on the inside of them than he that's after them. God, I pray, glory to God, that they don't allow the enemy to cause them to compromise just a little bit in the name of Jesus, that, God, they will be able to stand, hold fast to the promises when God sent his word out. He's not a God that he shall lie. When he sent it out, it's going to accomplish everything that he sent it out to do. The adversary comes to try to sabotage them, make it not so, but bless them, remind them where their faith is and who he is and who what God says, glory to God, that he is a God, glory to God. No matter what the circumstances is, he has a way to turn it around for the good. We have to know it's going to take faith with patience. But I'm praying, God, that you will move in a miraculous way to their heart. Will not be, glory to God, troubled, that they'll be able to continue to stand. They'll breathe on them, God, so that way they can be able to continue this race that you placed before them. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. God, I pray that there'll be a reminder in their spirits in the name of Jesus. And as we pray this prayer, glory to God, of a daily prayer of thanksgiving, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit and by your grace. I join with the heavenly host, making a joyful noise to you and serving you with gladness. I come before your presence with singing. Lord, I know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that you are God. It is you who made us and not ourselves, and we are yours. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Father, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving and presence of present an offering of thanks. I enter into your courts with praise. I am thankful and delighted to say so. I bless and affectionately praise your name. For you are good, and your mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. Your faithfulness and your truth endure to all generations. It is a good and delightful thing. Give thanks to you, O Lord, our God. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, perfect the fruit of my lips. Help me draw thanksgiving from my innermost resources. Reach down in the most secret place of our hearts that I may offer significant thanksgiving to you, Father. God, we're praying that, glory to God, to be the heart of your people, glory to God, that they will stand and stand firm, glory to God, with that proclamation. You prepared me to listen to the inner voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace, which is teaching me to trust myself and others. Thank you for life, life in abundance. Glory to God. It is you who gave me a desire to pray, and I am grateful for the prayer closet where we meet. And I thank you for the word, for your word, life exciting. And I am grateful that I am alive for such a time as this. Thank you for the past and present relationships. I learn from those who oppose me and from those who are for me. You taught me to recognize and understand my strength and weakness. You gave me discernment and spiritual understanding. I enter into your grace with thanksgiving in my heart. Praise your name, Jesus. Father, I thank you today for the prayers as we pray, glory to God, for those that are going through, glory to God, that are trying to hold fast, and those, glory to God, that are standing with everything and with the joy and the peace, and help them to continue to press and to pursue and persevere, glory to God, and to, glory to God, continue to bless their hands. God, bless those gifts that you placed on the inside of them. Help them to stay humble before you, because you say humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll do the exalting. Humility brings on the promotion, and promotion comes not, glory to God, from man, but it comes from the eastern world. It comes from the Lord. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed, and you continue to minister to them, that they can minister to the body of Christ, and that their confession, glory to God, will be, I am blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I am chosen by you, my Father. I am holy without blame. I am your child according to the good pleasures of your will. I am accepted in the beloved. I am redeemed through the blood of Jesus. I am a person of wisdom and prudence. I have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. I am saved by your grace. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am your workmanship. I am near to you by the blood. I am a new creature. I am of the household of faith. I am a citizen of heaven. I am a partaker of your promises in Christ. I am strengthened with your might by your spirit. I allow Christ to dwell in my heart by faith. I am rooted and grounded in love. I speak the truth in love. I am renewed in the spirit of my mind. I am your follower. I walk in love. I am light in you. I walk circumspectly to your word. I am filled with your spirit. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer I'm your righteousness in Christ Jesus. I am healed. I am free. I am salt. I am consecrated. I am sanctified. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for them, and I pray, God, that you continue to bless the men and women of God that are fighting for, and even the young people that you have called out for such a time as this at a young age, God. We're praying that they continue to be encouraged and take courage and to be steadfast in the faith, always moving, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that their labor is not in vain. I pray, Lord, that God, they keep looking to the hills and coming to their help, realizing their help comes from the Lord. I pray, Lord, that God, that they'll speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord and not be moved by what's pulling them to the left or what's pulling them to the right, what's trying to pull them off course when we know it's the satanic forces of the enemy. But we take authority and bind it up. We pray, Lord, that God, that we'll have a mindset to pray one for another, that we'll stay in a place that we'll be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. We pray, Lord, that God, they'll be able to run with the horsemen. They'll be in a place, Lord, to God, that they'll wait on the Lord, and they'll be of good courage, and they'll let the Lord strengthen their heart. I pray, Lord, to God, that you'll bless them to hold fast to the vision. And, Lord, to God, even when critical times come, Lord, to God, they will fight with everything in them through faith to hold fast to what the promises of the Lord is in the name of Jesus. We'll pray that we'll be a people that will encourage one another. We'll not, Lord, to God, allow the enemy to deceive us about strength. And, Lord, so we're praying that we'll pour back into one another. Think more how not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but stay in a place of humility and submission, of be able to walk in courage, walk in boldness with the spirit of humility, with the wisdom of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to do His job, allowing Him, glory to God, to take charge, and so that we won't get caught up in our own preconceived notion, that we'll let the Holy Spirit speak, and when He speaks, help us to submit ourselves and commit ourselves and humble ourselves, and glory to God, no matter if we're anxious to speak, let us, glory to God, wait on the Lord, because you said, be anxious for nothing, about prayer and supplication, make our request known unto you. Then we have the mindset, glory to God, that we don't speak on those things that are lovely and noble and of a good report, and glory to God of truth, and allow you, glory to God, to bring us that peace that passes all understanding. God, help us, glory to God, just not be a lip service people, but help us not allow this tongue to get in there and be warned against the body instead of warned against the forces of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, you said a house of the or kingdom divided against itself can't stand. So we got to put the enemy to flight, and we got to join together and walk together in unity, walk together in love. So I just pray, glory to God, this be an hour and a time like never before, that those that you have put in place, glory to God, to do a work and glory out, just like the body, glory to God, has its various places. The heart in one place, the eyes in another place, the toenail in another place, the lungs in another. They do not clash. Everyone have their perspective places, and they operate accordingly. Help us not to be in a place that we'll be covenant breakers, and we'll be in a place that covenant other people's gifts, and that help us then, globally, God, to operate according to what you're giving us. So this body can be a force to be reckoned with, that we annihilate the enemy, glory to God, for the things that he's come up against the body, or come up against, glory to God, the kingdom of God, come up against, glory to God, the things that you said is yet to come to pass now. Help us, glory to God, to stand fast, hold fast, and to let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. So, God, we just give you praise, and we give you glory. Thank you for your healing, your deliverance, your encouragement, your enlightenment. We thank you, Lord God, for your love, glory to God. And you said even through us, love covers a multitude of faults. That's not me saying that we don't condone anything that anybody's doing, but we'll have mercy and compassion. So I'm praying, God, for the body of Christ, as you bless us to be in place. And as a woman of God is saying, if we, glory to God, we get into a place and so forth, as the Second Chronicles, excuse me, I apologize, Second Chronicles, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wisdom, then glory to God, we can hear from heaven and how you will heal the land. So God, we just believe in you, God. There, through all these prayers and all the intervening and interceding and intercession that's going on, that is just not words being called, but changes are taking place. So we're thanking you for the power of your anointing that is bringing about life-changing events in our lives. So help us out, and not to be weary in well-doing. You said we're gonna reap if we faint not. This is not a time to faint in the day of our adversity. It's the time now to humble down and submit and commit and get grounded and rooted in the Word of God like never before, and in obedience to Him. So that way, when people look upon our lives, they can see Christ. They can see when we open our mouth, but our life living is going to make the difference. But when you tell us to open our mouth, help us to be able boldly to walk in it, and not to walk in fear, but to walk over to God in the faith in Jesus Christ. No matter what the circumstances are, not saying that we're not going to be concerned and not going to say that we're in denial, but God, we have to go back to what the Word says in the name of Jesus. So God, we got to rehearse it, And we'll remember what the promise says, that it is written, and we're going to have to apply the blood, apply the word. And Lord, we've got to apply obedience and submission to your word in faith and trust and obedience to you. So God, we give you glory, we give you praise for the changes that you're making in all of our lives. And help us to remember daily, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you. We thank you again for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Pastor Tweedy, did you come online tonight? You open these lines all the way up. Praise God. And praise the Lord. Is there not anything else that the Lord has blessed for a word from the Lord before we go into the to take our prayer requests? I want to make sure that I don't miss the Father if there is something that he's placed in the spirit of the prophet. Is there anything else that the Lord has spoken? Praise the Lord. Well, at this hour, we're going to go ahead and take our, I know it's, we're probably coming off a little early tonight, but nevertheless, as long as we're walking in the anointing and don't want to override the spirit, so right now we're going to go ahead and if there's not a word that the Lord has placed in the spirit of the prophet or either one of the warriors, we're going to go ahead and take out prayer requests. If there's some requests that we have tonight, we're going to check that now. I've opened all the lines, so anyone that wants to speak and make their request, go ahead.
Sister Hubbard, I would like for, I know, I think you had already prayed for the hurricane, but down in Lumberton, that's where my hometown, that's where I used to live, and most of all my family and my friends and everybody, and I just, I mean, you know, I just seen this thing on the news or whatever, and I used to live there. I've been gone for there about 8 years, and I never seen it, you know, so I'll just ask you just pray for them because they're already, my brother, he just, I don't know, he just pray for all of them there, just not just for my family, but everybody, because everybody need prayer there and stuff.
Were your family hit real hard too, some of the areas they were in?
Huh?
Were some of your family hit real hard with some of the areas that they were in?
Yeah, they don't have any, they don't have water, they don't have light. They don't have, water's all around them, and it's so deep. I mean, all my family's from there, and from Lumberton and Fayetteville, huh?
Okay, did any water get into any of their houses?
Yeah, some of their houses. Some of them's in shelter.
Huh?
Some of them's in shelter, in the shelter.
Okay, some in the shelter. Okay, well, definitely, because I would just pray for things in general, but we do need to pray for people so we know, especially if it's coming with some of our families and loved ones or our sisters and brothers in Christ or however, so we definitely will take that request from her to pray again for the Lord to bless and for that water to receive, but also for them to have the resources that they need too. In Jesus' name. Any more prayer requests? Praise God. I want y'all to also keep the mother that was online for the first time last night, Mother Freedom, and bless the Lord. She is getting ready to be 90 years old in November 1st. She was taking care of her own stuff in the house and everything. And but she just had an operation. She had a knee replacement before, but had this one done again. And after this one, it seemed like she's feeling a lot of pain. And like I said last night, she has something that she really has been wearing on her heart that a situation that we'll take care of. So this train got to do a favor, and nothing that she not leave out on whatever the situation is because of a document. So keep Mother Freeman in prayer. We'll have her name down tonight for prayer. Anybody else?
Yes. This is Evangelist Karen Gardner, and I am asking request for prayer for a family down in Georgia. There is a husband who has been diagnosed with cancer, and he's right now in Atlanta at Emory Hospital. So I told his wife last night about the conference prayer call tonight and that I would make the request for them. His name is Charlie Pace, and the wife's name is Valerie Pace.
Okay. Definitely, we'll be praying tonight for that. You said Pace, P-A-C-E? P-A-C-E. Mm-hmm. Well, definitely we'll be calling their name up together, too. And so if that's all the prayer requests that we have for tonight, we're going to go ahead and pray. Is that it for tonight? Okay. So all the lines are open tonight. I want to respond, and that means this is all we have for tonight. And praise God. And it's not like we don't have enough. Praise God. This is just, Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come in with the request, and we come in faith, God. We come in as we touch and as we believe in you, as Mother McCormick has made the request concerning family down in Lumberton and with the situation with the lack of water and the light off and then all that water that's around their homes and so forth, and some of them are in shelters. God, we are praying and thanking you for the miracle that they're still alive. And we're praying that you continue to bless and touch their bodies, sickness and disease, anything that try to attach itself in this situation concerning this this water and any bacteria. We're praying, God, that our doors will be open, that they'll be able to get the proper supplies that they need for the water, the light, to be returned back on. We're praying. I know that the electrical the people that are working for the lights and whatever, like, they're doing their job as much as possible. We're praying that no city or no area, no town be lacking, but even in that area, God, we're praying that some miraculous things be done. God, miracles, Lord, are you still doing at this hour and this time? So we know there's nothing too hard for you. And we are praying, Lord, with you, God, that you will touch God and bless, making sure that they have the food, adequate food that they need as well. God, we're praying that their homes don't be destroyed. Even though that water may have gone in some of their homes and some, Lord, to God, where some, Lord, to God, may not have insurance, some may have it and some not. God, we're praying you work a miracle. Let go of the money not be that FEMA or whoever else is going to help these families or these people, that God bless that they will be able to be distributed properly and it won't be a misappropriation of other funds. But we're praying their encouragement, and I know they have to be them feeling distressed. God, I pray a peace will come upon them too as well. Bind up the forces of the enemy who have any door open that they will be taken advantage of in any scams or anything else is out there when they do it, be able to return back to their homes. We're believing that you are blessed. And bless Mother McCormick for her concerns for her family out there. Touch her heart. She's a prayer warrior. But even as you're praying and speaking out the faith of God for other places, God, you know that our heart too as well. And you told us not that our heart be chosen. And I pray that she continue to cast her care upon you too. And God, we just pray at all these different places. Whether we hear about places in North Carolina, places in Fayetteville, places over there down in Florida, places that are in Georgia, places over there, God, where some of the family members of some of the people that we do know and some of our families too, God. We thank you for their protection, for their lives, but also what they're going through now through the cleanup and the things that they need for restoring things back in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just pray and thank you, Lord, for what the enemy wanted to do through this terrible storm and things that did take place. And, God, we thank you that your hand was in it. Even through the power of prayer, the destruction is mass. But comparing to what it could have been, even in other places. We know even all those lives that was lost in Haiti. We're praying for miracles, God, that you just bless and touch those families and their hearts full of God to be strengthened in the name of Jesus, even while they're struggling, still trying to get their homes and everything back in place. And God, even for some of that maybe the enemy will try to set up for them to get sick from all this water there and no bacteria, some not having the food and adequate clean water and whatever. God, we ask you, God, to turn that country around. Turn some things around there. Even as those prayers went forth and Pastor Bird was talking, glory to God. We second you, Lord God, for even those things go without the strongholds to be torn down. But we're praying most of our lives to be saved and saved in Christ to you. God, we're praying now that you just have your way. And we thank you for take your mother's freedom, God, to be blessed and touch her. Oh, somebody's talking on the phone. You can mute your line. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless and mother freedom in life. God, we thank you for that deliverance Father God, for the blessing was a need to get replaced. But God was coming to get all that agony and that pain. Please, I have to mute all the lines then. I pray, Lord, to God, that you would just bless in a special way and move in a miraculous way in the midst, God, of all those situations that occur with her and with her neck and other things, Lord, to God, that are taking place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Father, we thank you today, glory to God, for blessing her, glory to God, to touch her body and take out that pain. God, we thank you for, even as maybe she is, for 90 years old, that's a blessing. But we thank you, Lord, that you can bless us, and she don't have to. Some people out there, 87 years old, and still working, so there's nothing too hard for you. So, God, we just ask you to touch in that way. The other situation concerning her, document that she needs to sign, God, we're praying that that will appear without having any stresses or any problems with that. Father, we thank you right now for the request that Evangelist Gardner has made for the family, for the husband that's in Georgia, Charlie, God, and the friends of Valerie. The friends of Charlie, God, that you have just blessed, God, and we know that you've done some miracles, and we know the people that praying for, that's been online, that have been praying for others, and also, God, those that we've been praying in the people, how you touched their body, healed, and brought deliverance, and some glory to God, and we're even there going through the transition. But God, nevertheless, nothing's too hard for you. We ask you, Lord, to touch Charlie right now. Cancer, that assignment that the enemy has against his life. And anytime we hear cancer, it comes against and threatens their life and cause even the enemy to make people think it's all total death. But we're speaking life to him, God. We know, Lord, God, you have the last days, Lord. But we're going to stand in the gap and believe that you're going to raise him up and turn his life around, Lord, God, that he may continue to give glory and honor unto the Lord. And God, we're going to believe you for a miracle, that this thing will dry up at the root in the name of Jesus and cancel every assignment and everything else that has come up against any other part of the body. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we just pray for healing and pray, God, that you give them a fight. Pray, Lord, God, against the forces of the enemy that will cause any discouragement or fear. Pray for Valerie, too, as well as she said in the gap and being there for her husband and her concern. We're praying for that family, God, that you would just move in a miraculous way. But at the end of the day, God, we're going to believe you, but we'll still turn it back over into your hands. Nevertheless, let thy will be done. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come, glory to God, for destroying lives. And we curse that cancer demon that we've been praying and praying and praying so much for this past year because I've been attacking the body of Christ. And we're cursing that work in the name of you and speaking life, God. We're speaking, glory to God, that you will just bless all those that are sick and even might be some that we're praying to stand in the gap for others and we put our conditions back on the back burner because we're trusting and believing it for you, but you hadn't forgot about even some that might be attacking certain things going in their bodies, even some that might be on the line tonight. We thank you for your healing power, that we'll hold it on to faith and stand it in faith for you, glory to God, to touch and heal and deliver because it was already done at Calvary. You said, by your stripes we were healed. So it's the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. So we come to steal our life. We come to steal our joy. Come to steal our peace. Whatever things he can steal. But we bind him up and take authority over him and send him back to the dry place we want to gain. And we speak life. We speak health. We speak wholeness. And we speak peace of mind in Jesus' name. Now, Satan, we serve notice on you. We take authority over you and bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment and go back to the dry place from which you came. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Pastor.
Well, we hang up.
Yes. Pastor. Hello?
Yes. One minute. Don't hang up. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah,
oh,
yes. I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I have a word from the Lord.
Most definitely. You'll receive it. Thank you.
The Spirit of the Lord says, let not your hearts be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in my Father, believe in me. For I will hear the cry of the righteous, and everything that concerns them concerns me. These are perilous times, says the Spirit of the Lord. But be not discouraged or dismayed, for I will be with you. And that the enemy means for evil, I will turn it around for your good. Wait on the Lord. Be not discouraged, for I will be with you always, says the Spirit of the Lord.
My God, praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. That is the Lord that is needed for the hour. Thank the Lord for the word. I pray that we grasp that, whoever hears it, or pass it on, that we are here for the Spirit of the Lord that said, and hold on to it and not be moved because of what's going on around us. Like you said, he'll turn it around for us. And we are living in perilous times. So the Lord thy God is with us, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he'll be with us in the midst of every situation. But what concerns us concerns him. So we thank the Lord again for that word, and we pray encouragement to those that really, really need it, as we all do, and even for those that are really hit with this situation that the enemy is trying to speak against what God's word has already said. So thank God for this encouragement. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Paul. We live into the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. So, without further ado, is there anything else that the Lord has placed in anyone's spirit or another? If we missed a prayer request, we want you to go ahead and speak now. And if not, then we are going to disclose in prayer. And we're going to say so long in just a moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, Father, I do thank you tonight. I thank you for the word that just came forth, and I thank you for all the warriors that prayed and those that are standing in the gap, and even for them that says, Lord, God, they're praying with us. We're praying now that you continue to bless the prayer warriors, that you're blessed them to be steadfast and move always around in the word of the Lord. Bless, Lord, God, to let them know that their labor of love is not in vain, God. Let them know, Lord, God, that you listen upon their hearts and you see their desires and you know what's going on in their lives as well. And so, God, I'm praying that you move miraculous on theirs, and even those silent prayers, those intimate prayers that they have, and standing, Lord, God, for others, that you are already working on their behalf. You, I'm believing, God, things are going to come to the surface miraculously, some things that unfold this month. They're standing, they're leaving God for answers to things for God to bless even in some things concerning their bodies and concerning their finances, concerning their families and loved ones. And even for people that they're standing in the gap for, whatever those requests are, I'm believing some answers will even come this month as well. So, God, I pray that we always keep that attitude to keep praying, keep standing, keep pressing, keep pursuing on your word so that we won't be fall prey to the enemy because of circumstances, but remember the promise. And even like the woman God said last night and as we done said before about even with Abraham, he just continued to stand on what God's word has said, regardless of what was going on around him. And even though a couple of times where he, glory to God, some things came up and fear came up, Lord God, I worked everything for the good, but he stood, glory to God, in faith on what promise God said that he had for him. So we just believe in you, God, that you're blessed. We honor you and we give you glory. And you know those times when we get a little fretful, a little fearful, but just shake ourselves and get back in place. And God, we see your hand work so miraculous and so phenomenal. So help us keep pressing and pursuing and holding to faith and not be moving and then move from that place of faith in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for keeping us and we thank you, glory to God, that we receive our blessings and receive, glory to God, the promise and receive, glory to God, what your word is saying about us. Help us to be faithful. Great is our faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We bless you. We thank you for fully igniting our body, our spirit, our body, and our mind, and every other area of our life with your perfect soundness provided for us through your shed blood at Calvary. Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word and meditation upon your promise, Lord, we will walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
We bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you again for tonight. We bless the Lord and our next meeting for our speaker will be the fourth Sunday. And right now we're listening to hear who that is. But in the meantime, let us continue to pray one for another, continue to pray for the sick, the homeless, the government, the church, the demonic spirits that are loose in the land, which take authority and we can get free and delivered. Pray, Lord, God, for blood covering, pray for you, pray for our leaders, pray for families, pray for the nation, pray for schools, and pray one for another. and help us to learn. I pray that we stay lined up, stay with God's word, and adhere to what he's saying at this hour, and we don't get caught up and start compromising. So we stand strong and firm on what his word is saying. We love you tonight. Praise God, and pray God's blessings upon you, angels be in camp. Pray you have a marvelous and wonderful week. Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Amen.
Good night, Pastor. 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 Good night, Pastor.